Well, now to the Arctic Ocean, where dozens of the world's top climate scientists will sail later this year, and they have an unusual goal: to freeze their ship in the ice, drift, and gather data for 12 months. Grace Hood of Colorado Public Radio met with a researcher who's spearheading the effort.
It's midday at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration building in Boulder. Scientist Matt Shoup isn't thinking about the Arctic clouds he studies. He's standing in the parking lot thinking about bolts.
I've never built a sled before. This is the first time.
Expensive scientific instruments are bolted to a heavy metal sled. They measure temperature, heat, and wind speed. Shoup and his team must build two more of these contraptions within the next month. Today, he's decided that stainless steel bolts will do better in the Arctic compared to regular steel ones. Decisions like these are critical. If something goes wrong, there's no overnight FedEx. Supplies and people come every few months by boat.
Does the duct tape really work in the Arctic?
Duct tape doesn't work so well.
Welcome to the challenging field of Arctic research. It's a harsh world where winter means months of darkness. Temperatures dip 30 degrees below Celsius. It's a desolate place where humans yield to wildlife.
We've had similar stations like this meet a polar bear before. And polar bears like to play with things. And so you can imagine a polar bear paw kind of probing one of these instruments, it would cause some serious damage.
Shoup was instantly drawn to the Central Arctic 20 years ago as a young researcher. That's the last time the world's scientists did a similar year-long expedition. It was called Sheba. He was on that ship, and he says since then, he's seen climate change reshape the Arctic.
The area where we used to be for Sheba, which used to be sea ice the whole year, is no longer sea ice. In the summertime, it's open ocean. So there's really big changes.
All the data gathered will update mathematical climate models that scientists use to study this. Marika Holland works on these for the National Center for Atmospheric Research, which is also involved in the effort.
There's going to be a lot of discoveries that come from that, from understanding how sea ice in this thinner, warmer Arctic interacts with the atmosphere, with the ocean, with the biology, and those things are likely to be different than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Arctic temperatures have risen twice as fast as the global average over the last half century. Scientists want to understand what that means for marine life and biodiversity. There's also interest in economic opportunities as shrinking sea ice opens up new shipping routes. But climate models are only as good as the data they rely on.
Freezing a ship into the Arctic sea ice and letting it drift for a year, it provides this look at the system that is sadly not something you can get any other way.
The ship will serve as the central command post, loaded down with tons of scientific instruments. But it's really the three scientific sleds that form the backbone of the operation. Scientist Matt Shoup climbs up on his prototype sled. He opens up what looks like a giant cooler, insulated and bolted to the flatbed.
This is the brains right under here. You can see the brains of the operation. It's a data logger.
The sled, with its tiny data center, costs $100,000. But the whole system uses the same amount of power as a single light bulb.
And that's another of our huge challenges, is how do we operate all this instrumentation here, all these different measurements that we're making. How do we do that with as little power as possible?
20 years ago, on the last expedition, a primitive version of this sled was nearly lost. It was bolted to the sea ice, which cracks and shifts. Scientists performed a dramatic rescue by helicopter.
But I will say, though, we have some classic photos of the time. It's on this tilting piece of ice about to fall into the Arctic Ocean. So those are some big challenges for sure.
This year's expedition will take advantage of technological improvements since then. Shoup hopes better instruments yield a clearer picture of the warming Arctic.
Radars, LIDARs, all these very big systems that will be all over the ship and all around the ship. And so it's very much the most complex kind of observing campaign in the Arctic that's ever been done.
Shoup and dozens of other climate scientists will assemble in Norway to begin their sea voyage this September. For Here and Now, I'm Grace Hood.